Good morning. Sorry, a couple minutes late there. Welcome to the Saturday meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have a number of items today, of which there's three opportunities for public input. So welcome that, and we will get underway with that. I think you all know the rules of engagement, 3 minutes, beeper, and then wind up your thoughts. So I'll call you up for item number 10. We have three individuals, Bob Mulhauser and Joe Durham. If you could come up, please. And Bob, the floor is all yours.
Hey, good morning. I'm here to ask for the opening of sports fishing for the seven-gill shark. It was closed a couple of years ago, and the only justification that I heard for the closing was that they don't know much about them. Well, California and Oregon still fishes for them. These sharks are travelers back and forth between there and Grace Harbor. And there's plenty of them. They're not endangered. The females produce over 100 pups. And I just feel that it should be open. Open it up. Do a punch card. Do like a 5-shark limit a year. That way you can get some data off of them. There are tag animals out there that there's been countless of hours tagging them and money spent. And if it was open, we could catch them. They can get some data off the tags. I have caught tag sharks before, but I just feel it should be open. There's just no reason for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And questions? Tim Hamilton and Joe, it's yours.
Good morning. My name is Joe Durham. I'm a recreational conservationist from Grace Harbor. I was reading the policy plan this morning. I didn't intend to speak on the policy particularly, but I want to page 4, item 13, dash A. It talks about the Wainuchi mitigation. It's been 24 months, 2 years, since the commission gave the directive to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. That directive has not been followed to the letter. We have set with Fish and Wildlife and put together a plan on the mitigation, how to spend the money, and we have an agreement with Fish and Wildlife on how to spend the money. But we have received nothing from the Quinault tribes, according to Fish and Wildlife. I believe there is a miscommunication between Fish and Wildlife and a mistrust between the Quinaults and the Fish and Wildlife. If the Fish and Wildlife does not meet this mitigation, you're 24 months behind already of what we plan to have it done. There's been no meetings for the last 6 to 8 months with Fish and Wildlife on this thing. We want to get it done and get it settled out. We put together with them all the plans that were in the mitigation requirements to get the Wainuchi mitigation done, and an increase of 15% of both species to make up for the lost years, the lost 22 years of mitigation fish that should have been in the Wainuchi. I'm not going to say who I talked with, but someone from the Quinault fisheries I met with. Didn't meet with him. It was by accident. And he told me, but I haven't gotten this from Fish and Wildlife, that they've told the Fish and Wildlife a few times to go ahead and spend the mitigation as required and spend it on the mitigation only. I want to know why we have not had a meeting with Fish and Wildlife, but every time I ask, I say, we got a meeting scheduled. We had a meeting, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. If Fish and Wildlife staff and the director is not going to do this, then allow us. There are three of us that have been working constantly with Fish and Wildlife. I've been at it since 1993 when I retired from PUD in 1994. And I've been on this ever since, representing Trout Unlimited and other organizations. I'm speaking now personally. I'm fed up with it. I'm tired with it. Let's get this done. And if they're not going to get someone to talk to the Quinault's commissioner, director, I hope that you would direct the Director of Fish and Wildlife to appoint someone today to sit down with the Quinaults, and if they don't do it, allow the committee that's been working with the guys at the staff to talk to them and see if we can get this thing settled out and get this mitigation settled and going forward. That's one item. My second item has to do with management last year of our fisheries. We had an emergency closure, which I totally agree with. It was for part of the steelhead season was closed from, I think it's part of, sometime in October through November until the 16th of December. The Quinaults went back in with their winter fishery on December 1. Actually, they went in on Sunday prior to December 1 because that's the start of the first week in December. We were shut off, but except for three rivers in Grace Harbor, where you could fish up in the upper stretches of the streams, where fishing should not have been allowed because you're right into the spawning grounds for our Chinook, Coho, and Chum. So let's never let this happen again. If we have a closure, let's make it basin-wide and work with the Quinaults and have a written agreement instead of telephone conversation agreements. We will close it till our season starts. They started then on their winter fishery, which ended their summer fishery or their fall fishery on first week in December. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Can we ask staff to inform us where things stand with the Wainuchi mitigation? I know we've heard briefings, and I see Ron Warren out there. He should know what's happening.
Thank you, Commissioners. Ron Warren, Fish Program. We briefed the Fish Committee on this yesterday to give you all an update. Joe is right from what I know in when we've been in contact with the committee that's helped us work on this. We did provide that. The details of our plan to the Quinault Nation in October, we are waiting to hear back from them. I've actually got a meeting with the director next week to send a formal letter to Quinault. Once we have Quinault concurrence, there's another technical committee that will include our federal agencies, our committee, and ourselves, and then the plan would be sent to FERC for approval to expend the funds. So, and the committee includes Tacoma, obviously, as well. So, we do have a plan on trying to get this done. Yes, it's been difficult to talk with the Quinault Nation at times, just like I'm sure they feel it's difficult to talk to us at times. But we do have a plan of moving forward, and if we don't hear response, we have next letters already drafted to take it higher up their chain of command to try to get action taken so that we can resolve this issue.
And what are the sticking points? It's been going on for a while.
It has, and quite frankly, Quinault Nation wants additional fish raised, and their ultimate goal would to be to remove the dam. And so they're conflicted in the two goals that they have and believe that they're struggling internally with that, but that's very hypothetical on my part. So had both conversations with them in my past, so I know that they are a bit conflicted on, do we agree with you and get more fish, or do we just take a different path and try to move towards dam removal?
I'd like to hear. Okay.
If I may say just one item, what Ron's talking about in the communications with the Quinaults, they do want more fish, and that's why we've added the 15% to the numbers. It's just not, maybe that'll appease them, I'm not really sure. But the gentleman that I was talking to from their fish committee, just in a passing meeting, we just started talking, the question came up. He says, where's the hatchery? They still expect a hatchery to be built on the Wainuchi to take care of the future, which is when the dam, if the dam goes out, the license expires in 37 for the FERC. So if there's any other mitigation at that time, it should be done at that time with the Quinault's total input. And their question is, we want the hatchery so that they have that guarantee when the dam goes out that they'd still have those fish in the Wainuchi. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And I would just encourage some of the things that I've seen that may help. I've talked with some constituents in Grays Harbor who have good working relations with the Quinaults. So maybe community members, the regular people talking with regular people can jar some of this loose.
Like I said, we will
Yeah.
If you allow us to go and talk to Quinault's, I could think that can be done. But we need to get this thing settled out. And if you want to know who I was talking with, I will divulge that to the Fish Committee chairman only. Fish and Wildlife people, staff know who I've talked to. So I'll divulge that to the chairman committee if he wants to know.
Thank you. Tim, you're the last on the morning agenda, the first part of the morning agenda.
Thank you. Tim Hamilton, Twin Harbors Fish and Wildlife Advocacy. I wanted to start this morning and share with you a couple projects that we've been working on. We sent you some letters to the Pacific Salmon Commission and the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, are two different organizations that fish on the open water. We, 4 years ago, came to the conclusion we could not succeed no matter what this council did in Willapon Grace Harbor if we cannot get enough fish to come across the bar to meet its escapement goal. We also came to the conclusion if the people on the open ocean gave us a few more fish, we'd kill every one of them. Not most of them, every one of them. So we got our act straight. We got a good policy. We got some good things going for us. So we took the initiative and went to those people to try to explain to them the Robin Hood theory. The lords of the manor knew they had to let the peasants at the bottom of the hill have enough food and enough seed to plant, or chaos broke loose. And they're not giving us enough. We had to track down the Pacific Salmon Commission to figure this out. With the help of former Director Anderson, we had the unusual acquaintance to go down and actually address the Pacific Salmon Commission, which is kind of an interesting arrangement. It's an international body. They're not used to people showing up. When we actually went from meeting to meeting, we had to go get our own chairs and take them with us because there was no chairs. There hadn't been anybody openly talk to that group, to anybody's knowledge down there. We were apparently the first ones. And here's a message that I want to deliver to you. When we were getting ready to speak, the Canadians spoke in front of us. And they made the statement. One more time, we object to the United States taking in excess of its share of the treaty salmon in Alaska waters north of us. Because in this arena, it's U.S. share, Canadian share. They then made the other necessary statement. And I felt that this was a message they were asking me to deliver back to the public, and I will, resoundingly. One more time, we repeat our offer. If you will get off our salmon in Alaska, we will help you restore Puget Sound. Listen to me, folks. We can get out in Willapaw in 14 hours. We can bring out Puget Sound in matters of days. There's that many fish that get killed on the open ocean. I'm not advocating that we shut down the open ocean. I'm advocating they've got to understand that we have to have enough inside the terminal to pay the cost. I want to leave with a little reading here. It's the history of what happened to us. In the old days, long ago, we didn't fish the open ocean. We fished the bays and the river. Why go out there, wait a couple of weeks, and they'd be right in front of your feet? This is out of 1977. A report out of Pacific County. The local gillnet fishery has been reduced to a position where they are allowed only those fish not taken by ocean fisheries, which has continually expanded, and those fish not needed for propagation. Increasing the number of fish propagated and reared as juveniles in the bay, both naturally and artificially, will not necessarily benefit the local fisheries as long as other elements of the fisheries are not limited in their opportunity to catch fish before they return here. While there is a potential to increase the number of fish produced, the larger question is, who will benefit from this increase? And will the local fisheries be further limited in order to provide the spawning materials for this instance? You have a policy that talks to our representation on these two boards. I've read it. I'm not certain it's clear enough. We're asking you, when you send our representatives in these two groups this year, tell them, we got to have a little bit of consideration here, because they're going to pig pile on those fish going to the Columbia. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions? Yes. Commissioner Carpenter.
Mr. Hamilton, good comments. The complexities of the Pacific Salmon Treaty, the Pacific Salmon Commission, dealing with Alaska to the north and British Columbia and the First Nations, is about as complicated a process as I think I've ever been involved in. I've been involved in it for 15 years. There is room for change. There is places for input, but it's really hard to send a messenger to that arena and just say, do this.
Yeah.
'Cause it won't happen that way. It's going to be baby steps at best, but the vision is wonderful, but the outcome is not going to be prompt.
There is no doubt whatsoever, because it was good for us to go down and view this arena. Very good. It's going to be tough. It's going to get pretty tough. But again, the raw reality, you have to believe all these people in this building, you know, are nice people and they know what they're doing. 86% of the mortality on the coastal Chinook occurs north of Blaine. 86%. We're getting like 6% into the bay. So we're hoping that I'm going to rub their nose in it. I'm going to rub their nose in it in as far as fairness. And one of the things I will tell you that Larry, that was very well, I was appreciative of, was how many people from Oregon and Washington and Canada came to us in the hallway and said, thank you for coming. We got to deal with Alaska, folks. I mean, north to Alaska is interesting.
Yeah, before you, I'm going to applaud you, Tim, taking on this windmill, because I think it's important, too. There is egregious unfairness involved here, as you say. We're shouldering the conservation burden in the estuary and in the terminal areas. And all the fish are being harvested north. So the intercept rate is a huge problem. And if it were, if we can make some progress, we would start alleviating some of the conflict in our area over how many fish return. So I'm applauding you. And I think sometimes people have to take on these windmills in order to Don Quixote, go for it.
Well, I'm thinking that Commissioner Kehoe knows more about this than me. But yeah. From the days of John Wayne in north to Alaska, we went north. We go north to fish. We got a lot of Washington's fish being caught in Alaska by Washingtonians.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's important to Puget Sound. There's these balances, you know, that go along. But when you reach the stage of the game where you won't give us enough seed to plant the crop for next fall, the peasants can't continue to support you. You know, I mean, we got the Sheriff of Nottingham going on up there.
Well, real quick, I predict that the renewal of the Chinook Annex, which will be happening in the next 24 months or thereabout, will end up being negotiated between Ottawa and Washington, D.C. That's how complex and contentious it is.
I will agree with that. That's why I've already been to D.C. I just didn't say it.
Thank you. And I lied, Tim. You weren't the last one. We have one more. Bill Osborne, please.
Thank you. Sorry, I signed up for the wrong one.
It's okay.
I haven't been here before.
Is that the same Cam?
Pass them out. Okay. I want to make sure your mic's good.
My name's Bill Osborne. I live in Central Park. I've lived there for 48 years. I'm 100% sport fisherman. I was there before the Bolt decision, and I've watched over the years different aspects and how it worked out with Quinn and WDFW. 20 years, it worked good. Something happened in the late 90s, early 2000s, to start a division between the Quinn and WDFW. Quinn has a burr under their saddle. I don't know what it is. I got some ideas. A lot of us talk about it, but it affects different policies that are made in Grace Harbor. I do want to thank the Fish Committee for all the work it was done on your policy C-3621. I thought that was going to be a lot of answers that I've been looking for years. I am an upriver fisherman. By upriver, I fish above Fuller Bridge in that area. But you got to understand there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles between the Wishkaw, the Wainuchi, Satsop, Skookumchuck, Upper Chehalis that don't get speak to and fish don't get passed through Grace Harbor. It is my belief that the lower 15 to 20 miles takes 90% of the fish, and that leaves very few for escapement. And we have a policy where the commission talks about escapement as being number one, and I question whether WDFW has a plan to allow those fish to get through, and also for the upriver fishermen. We got shut down last year in late October, all of November, and until the 16th of December. That affected my fishery. I fished the Chehalis. I also fished the Wainuchi. And I was shut off completely on the Wainuchi. Zero fish. And that's part of the problem that we're having between the Quinn and WDFW. They have not settled Wainuchi mitigation. Joe Durham spoke to it. Dave Hamilton and myself are on the committee that are trying to get this hammered out. You've heard this before. This is 23 years now. Wainuchi mitigation has been kicked down the road. 23 years. So don't tell me that WDFW hasn't had time to work out a plan to get that mitigation money spent. That's $2.4 million. It's not even taxpayer money. It's department, or it is Tacoma City Lights money, and we can't get it spent. I think there's a problem in Grace Harbor between WDFW. It needs to be worked out. I don't care what it takes. If it's not worked out, every year there's going to be problems and negotiations and et cetera. Thank you very much.
Well, I think I maybe have my comments to the director. I think from my perspective, I personally have heard enough about this Quinault thing, the Wainuchi, pardon me. And 23 years, I think, is about enough to get something done. Can we expect to get a report in the next 60 days about the true status of this and drill down on it and fix it?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for asking that. Thank you.
What are you going to do with what are you going to do with your can then?
Well, Jim's not here. Jim said he wanted it. I'll paint it for him. By the way, stay the course on the policy. Stay the course. You've written a good policy. Do not let anybody change it.
Thank you, Bill. That brings to an end the open public.